CPR. Episode of the Music Emporium, brought to you by Moving Ahead Production. I'm your host, Kusar Grace KG, right here in the place to be, WJFF Radio Catskill Studio Control Room. Once again, good evening to all the listeners. I hope everyone's in good health, keeping yourself safe, your family safe, and those in the community around you safe. Practicing good safety is how we do that, and we've been doing it long enough, so let's continue to keep ourselves in good health. All right. And with that, let me throw out a few shout outs for this week. I got Bobby, Janine, Myra, the Easy, the Speakeasy with MBA, Joey, Joni, Kathleen, Dan, Barry, Terrence, Selector Starkey, Brenda, Jim, Matt and Naomi, Smitty, and I just wanted to mention Rick Boy Shaw kind of last, because this past Sunday there was a event that he put on, him and his wife Lindy, at the Rec Center Barbershop over there on Main Street and School Street, on Main Street and Liberty. They had the Warm Hearts Full Plates, cafeteria style grab and go food, where they gave out at least over 300 plates of food, plus they gave out toys and different items for the children, and toys, all the children had toys. And everybody had something to eat. And with the leftovers, they donated to the church over there, or by the police station. I don't know what the particular name of that church is. But these are some of the things that's going on in the community. And one of the main businesses that's been doing, putting on these sort of events for the community, they gave out book bags and school supply before school this year also. So Rec Center Barbershop over there on North Main Street in Liberty is always doing something for the community. So also a barbershop, so you know what to do about that. But there's volunteers needed, they say. You know, if you'd like to be a volunteer on the next event, give them a shout out at Warm Hearts Full Plates at gmail.com. Okay, if you'd like to get involved with that, with what they do over there at the Rec Center Barbershop. Okay, so big ups to Rec Boy Shad and his wife Lindy Kirk. All right, so with that, also, we have some news about the Uhuru 3 sentencing that took place on Monday the 16th, where they were found guilty on charges of conspiring to be agents without registering to be agents for Russia, which they were not. But anyway, they were found guilty for conspiring to be agents for Russia. And they were sentenced today the sentencing took place today. And what they were sentenced, they were facing 5 years in prison and $250,000 fine. What they received was 300 hours of community service and 36 months of probation. This is 83-year-old Chairman Omali Yeshitila, 83 years old, who's been fighting, like I said, fighting for the Black Liberation Movement since back in the 60s. And now he's being charged. He was charged with conspiracy and conspiring to be influenced by Russia. Him and Penny Hess and Jesse Nevels, or all of them, like they say, no time and not one dime. So they were released today after going through the process of the probation process. But it just shows that how the FBI is still attacking Black movements or Black individuals or people who fight for the freedoms and the liberations of Black people here in America. And the independence is what we, you know, also continue to fight for in order to have what we have. I don't think that they are under any kind of government subsidies to do the things that they do in the community. And like I said, this is something that I can't really go into full force. But let me tell you, the Uhuru movement and the African Socialist People's Party has been doing a lot for Black people here in America and on a worldwide basis. Also, if you look at the tapes and hear the speeches by the chairman, he will explain that he went to other countries and gave speeches also, and those countries sponsored him financially to come to those countries to speak. So when he went to Russia to do the same thing, the United States feel that now Russia, because they're attacking a Black organization, and the fact that they don't want him to criticize America on foreign soil, or like going to another country and talking about America over here. These are the same thing that Malcolm X was doing, you know, and building allies in order to take the United States to court for human rights violation of the other Black people here in America then, you know. So he's doing the same thing, and he was doing the same thing, but they want to charge him with being controlled by Russia, or conspiring to be an agent of Russia, or having Russia interfere with the elections by financing certain people in certain manners. But these people over here get financed all kind of ways for all kind of people. You know, look at Donald Trump. Look at Biden. All these people. You know, so this is just, like I said, another attempt to destroy a Black organization that's fighting for the liberations of Black people here in America. But the government, like they say, the government lied and lost. The Uhuru movement told the truth and they won. So big ups to the Uhuru movement, Uhuru, Hotep, you know, and peace. So with that, if you like to learn more about what's going on, just go to YouTube and look at Uhuru 3, the trial of Uhuru 3, and you'll get a lot of information, and you can listen to some of the speeches. He was just on Democracy Now! A couple of days ago, explaining the situation before he was to go to be sentenced on Monday. So if you like to go to the archives of Democracy Now!, you can hear him, his speech or his interview there, and you can listen to other speeches by the chairman, Omali Yeshitila. So with that, like I said, like they said, you know, not one time, like no time, and not one dime. So won't be no money paid, and won't be no time spent in jail. you know, so they continue to do the work that they do in the community, you know, and around the country and different parts of the world. So with that, like I said, big ups. Let me see, I got some music coming up also, so I'm going to get to the music part of the program right now. So, like, those are two good pieces of information and news that I like to put out there to the listening audience. I know a lot of y'all don't, maybe not, you know, into that, you know, but I wanted to say it anyway, you know. So with that, let me get into what? Some Curtis Mayfield. We're a winner right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium.
This is a test of the Mid-Hudson Valley Emergency Alert System. In the event of an emergency, this system would bring you important information. This test of the Emergency Alert System is now concluded.
flash y'all lights. Give more power to the people. That's what we gotta do out here. Give more power to the people. Whoa, sorry about that. Going overboard. You know? But, yeah, that's something that has to happen. People have to step up, you know? I mean, people have been stepping up, you know, but it needs to be done on a larger level. Sometimes they step in different directions. But, seems like we're going to get it right. But this is something I just like to mention. In 1986, the brother Omali Yeshitila, the chairman of the African People's Socialist Party, he put out some pamphlets back in 86. Now, the Russians, like I said, this is something that has nothing to do with the Russians. What he's talking about is what's going on here in America and how the movement is being suppressed by the government here. And what he says is he's talking about how we have to be able to talk to the people in order to get them to understand. And what he says is, what's going to happen if we cannot influence the brains of the black working and poor people, what will happen is our enemies shall influence them. And this is something that we have to be careful of today, as we being influenced by different factors of what you would call a part of a system that's controlling the minds of the people, you know, minds of black people especially, you know. So we're going to have to correct that and get things right, all right? So with that, I just wanted to mention that. So how could Russia be having such an influence on this organization if they've been around since 1972 and putting out information such as this back in during that time up until this time? You know, also he talks about, you know, how the system, this government, you know, was against also the Indians. And if you listen to what he has to say on the steps of the courtroom Monday, you'll hear him talking the same talk that he was talking way back then. And he's saying that the injustices back then continue today. And those agencies, those government agencies, law enforcement agencies, are the same ones that continue to attack on black organizations and black individuals today. So you can't say that Russia is influencing an organization that's been around for years, and now because they criticize the war and what he did was criticize the war in Ukraine against Russia and said that the United States was part of initiating that in order to try to get the Ukraine to join into NATO. So this is what all of that came about. And he gave a speech in Russia, and some Russian people paid for the trip and I guess gave him money for the speech. But the United States said now that he was being an agent for Russia for that. So we have to be like aware of what this government will do and how the law enforcement agencies, government law enforcement agency, Department of Justice, and these FBI, CIA agency continue to get into nefarious activities containing and that involves black people and black organizations. So now, you see, as Donald Trump and his people are attacking, saying the FBI is crooked and all these things that they're talking about, these government agencies, law enforcement agencies, that, like I said before, black people have been talking about this for years, but nobody would believe what these people had to say, the black Muslims, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, the Black Panther Party, individuals, Fred Hampton and Huey Newton, and these individuals and these groups that was attacked, you know, unprovoked attacks only because they had something to say, and that was also attack on their free speech or freedom of speech, of their violation of their constitutional right to say and associate with those people and say certain truths. That's what it's about, telling the truth. But in order to keep these groups and individuals quiet, they're being charged with conspiracy. And then they involve a nation that doesn't even really care about black people. I don't see Russia, you know, wanting to be involved. I mean, like, they have their issues also, but to be trying to control a black movement that's been around for years when they had their own problem, they shouldn't be getting into what goes on or try to control what goes on here in America, and especially with groups like the Uhuru movement. So they try to put the Black Panthers, accuse them of being communists, you know, and this is what, you know, they try to get the public to have some sort of hatred for certain groups by classifying them in a class that's not very well liked here in America. So you say something about socialism or you say something about communism, and then you got some problems with here people in America. So that's what the government tries to do, and they continue to do that. So, like I said, they didn't get any time, and they didn't get any fine. So, like I said, he's been around for years, so you can't say anything about Russia. You know, that's the United States and the FBI lies and continue false statements and propaganda, you know, to launch attacks against black groups and individuals. Now they're going after their own people. Like they said, that's the chickens coming home to roost. They raided Donald Trump's house and they going after other people. Now they running for their life because Donald Trump going to be president, and they trying to get out the game. You know, this FBI director, you know. So there's going to be a lot of shakeups is what they say. So the FBI people got to look out. They are way crooked anyway. So, yeah, go after them. Go after yourself. That's what y'all do, you know. So let me get back to playing a little bit more music. I've got something from Gerald Albright coming up, Bermuda Nights CD. And this one is called In the Mood, right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium. that was Gerald Albright from the Bermuda Nights CD. And this is WJFF Radio Catskill, serving the Liberty community and all those other towns, villages, and hamlets who pick up our broadcast. Big shout out to you. Thank you for listening in and hoping you're enjoying the program this evening. I'm Kusar Grace, and this is the Music Emporium. And coming up, I have Les McCann. This is from the CD On the Soul Side. This cut is called Back Rub, right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from NACL Theater Highland Lake, celebrating 20 years of innovative performance and community action. NACL.org. And from listener donations at WJFFradio.org.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon, host of the Retro Cocktail Hour. Join us this week when the halls of the Underground Martini Bunker are most definitely decked for the holidays. Time to hang the mistletoe and spike the eggnog for the Retro Cocktail Hour Christmas special.
Retro Cocktail Hour, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And check out the list of all of our upcoming holiday specials at WJFFradio.org. Check it twice. Season's listening from Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. Broadcasting from our studios in Liberty, New York, this is Radio Catskill. Listen local.
And that was Grover Washington Jr. That's from the CD At His Best. And that was called It Feels So Good. Before then, Mr. Fingers. And that was on a corner called Jazz. And Les McCann was Back Rub. Gerald Albright, he did the cut In the Mood. And if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, I started out with the Charlottes. God said, give more power to the people. War. War is coming. And Curtis Mayfield, we're a winner. So that's a little rundown. So this is WJFF Jeffersonville, Radio Catskill Studios in Liberty, New York. All right. So I got something else coming up now from The Best of Joe Sample. And this cut is called Black and White. As simple as. Right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
was Slipping Into Darkness. Before them was Doug Cameron, violinist, and that cut was called African Lullaby. And I started out that little set with Joe Sample from the Best of Joe Sample, and that cut was Black and White, As Simple As. So, I'ma keep moving. Like I said, got this Loose Ends. I'm gonna go off a little bit. Loose Ends, a Little Spice CD. And this one is Hanging on a String. Okay? Yeah. Right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium. We'll be right back. From the Little Lost Girl CD, Blues, and that was Soul from the Abyss. And before then, I had Urban Nights 4 CD, and that was Sign Your Name, and Loose Ends, Hanging on a String. This is WJFF Radio Catskill, serving the Liberty community and all those other towns, villages, and hamlets who pick up our broadcast. Big shout out to you. Thank you for listening in and hoping you're enjoying the program this evening. I'm Kusar Grace, and this is the Music Emporium. And with that, like I said, I have something from Keith Robinson coming up. This is from Perfect Love CD. This is going to be Reasons right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium. do it for me. And I hope everyone enjoyed the program this evening. I hope it was informative. And like I said, you know, those people out here that's doing things in the community, like the Rec Center Barbershop, you know, you got to be able to support them because they support the community, you know, and they do things in the community. So come out. And the trial of the Uhuru 3, where they received the sentence of 300 hours of community service and 36 months of probation for the conspiracy charges that they faced that was bogus, brought up by the government, what they say, attack dogs, that's what Donald Trump called them, the FBI. So if you want to find more information about that, you could go to handsoffuhuru.org. Or just go to Uhuru 3 trial on YouTube and you could get the information there. Or Democracy Now! Also aired it. So check those sources out if you'd like to find out any more information about that organization, the African People's Socialist Party, or Uhuru Movement. Okay, so with that, like I said, I hope everyone enjoyed the program. I hope you learned something, and you know how we do. Just keep it going, alright? So with that, you know, give me a check out next Tuesday, 7 to 9, okay? Until then, please remember the WJFF Radio Catskill isn't on your radio. Your radio really isn't on. Peace. Hotep. Uhuru. Good night.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Steve's Music Center in Rock Hill. Musical instruments, audio equipment, and guitar accessories. Stevesmusiccenter.com. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Hi, this is Marco Werman, host of The World. Weekdays at 3, our newsroom connects you with events around the globe. Our reporters in the Americas, Africa, Europe, and Asia get to the heart of the day's news. We bring you international perspectives on issues worldwide and here in the U.S. It's 1 hour each day that broadens horizons and takes you beyond our borders. Join me on The World, afternoons at 3, on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.